This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
Okay, so we always start the show with a question of the day, and it's supposed to wake up your mind. Last night, I was at volleyball, because if you guys follow the show regularly, if not, that's fine too. I joined a volleyball league. My friends invited me, and it's so much fun. We do it on Monday nights. I absolutely love it. I've met some cool people. I've got to hang out with some people I already know and gotten to know them better. And it's just a fun thing to do. And it's a great way. You get the exercise. You're moving around. But last night, I had to really, really look in the mirror and ask myself, are you a team player? Because that is the question of the day. Do you consider yourself a team player? Why or why not? And I'm going to tell you, a lot of us think we are, right? Most of us sit there and we go, of course we're... Allie, what kind of a question is that? Of course I'm a team player. No, you're not. No, you're not. No, you're not. Because I've seen everybody at volleyball. I'm the one who ducks and goes, you get it. See, now that's a team player, okay? Then you have everybody else who's like two players who hit them all. But I love those people, okay? Those people could be considered team players because they're hitting the ball for everyone. Or are they not a team player because they're hitting the ball for everyone? Are you following me? I love it when people run in front of me and hit the ball because it's one less thing I got to worry about. It's volleyball. It's a fun league. It's a social league. We're not in the hardcore league. If we were, this might be a different topic. But the question of the day is, do you consider yourself a team player? I know we're all going to say yes. 414-533-1037. I really want the people who are like, no, I hit the ball every time and I enjoy it. And it's the best thing ever. In fact, I love not being a team player. Where are those people? All right, we're going to talk to you next. I see the text coming in. I see the phones ringing. Do you consider yourself a team player? That is the question of the day.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So it was inspired by the fact that I've joined a volleyball league on Monday nights. And I said, do you consider yourself a team player? Seems like an easy question, but it's not, right? Mike and Racine, good morning. How are ya?
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. So I was saying, it seems like such an easy question. Are you a team player? Because we all think we are. But then I got there at volleyball last night, Mike, and I was like, we're not all team players, you know? It's not that easy. You might be who does the whole group project. You're not really a team player, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good question, and I thought about it hard. And
yeah.
So I do it. I actually play volleyball professionally, so it's a different kind of team thing than like bars.
Mike, I knew you were serious, but I didn't know you played professionally. Okay, new information unlocked about Mike and Racine. Love it. Go on. This is a great question for you then.
Yeah, so like when it comes to that, I'm like 100% team.
Yeah.
First, whatever it takes for the
Oh no. Oh no. Mike, your phone just cut out right as you were getting into the heart of what you were
saying. I was thinking the bar league aspect,
oh,
and
there
I
we
was
go.
Like, I go to those because...
You cut out, Mike. Sorry.
Brush.
You, of course, cut out right at the juice. Right at the good stuff,
Ooh,
Mike. You
right
cut
at
out.
The juicy part.
Right at the juice. So you play professionally, and you were saying, what about bar leagues? It's different. Is that where you were going?
Yeah, because I watch those also,
mm-hmm.
Because a lot of my friends do it, my brother and dad do it.
Yep.
And in that, it's like way different because you get some people on your team that just have no idea what they're doing. And. And some people just want to hit every ball so that the ball will stay in play.
And you know what, Mike? It's funny you say that because the league I'm in that my friends invited me to be in on Mondays, we're in the social league. But if you look to the other side of the sand courts, they are the serious league. And I have no interest in being in those, Mike. None at all. Like zero.
Yeah.
I'm on the social league, okay?
Yeah, I feel you on that. That's kind of more what bar league should be like.
Yes.
But I know Milwaukee is a good... It's a good volleyball area, so I'm sure there's some good
players there. I'm surprised. I didn't know how... We're hardcore volleyball around here, aren't we? That's interesting,
Wisconsin's a pretty good volleyball state, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's amazing. And my neighbor, she's like 14 or 15, she's like the number one setter in the state for her age group, allegedly, according to her parents. So maybe I need to get you guys together.
Okay.
And she was better. But either way, listen, Mike, thank you for sharing. Thank you for sharing that you play volleyball professionally. I did not know that about you. And thanks for going deep with me a little bit, because it's true. The guy that hits every ball is not necessarily a team player. And you know what I'm talking about, Mike. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
But I appreciate him. And I don't want him to go away. So it's a catch
22. Yes, I got you.
All right,
well,
Mike.
Hey, thanks for having me. It was a good question.
Yeah, anytime, Mike. We'll talk to you later. Have a good day.
Yeah. Have a good one.
Bye. So the question of the day is, are you a team player? Do you consider yourself a team player? You can call or text 414-533-1037. I got to dig into your text, but let me go to our next caller because she called 5 days in a row and got her own theme song. Christina in Milwaukee. Good morning.
Good morning.
So you said you thought you were a team player till you heard me discussing my thoughts.
Yeah. Because I haven't played since like middle school.
Uh-huh.
So I was on like the middle school team.
Nice.
And we weren't like top of the state.
That's
but
okay.
In like our little area, we were like number two.
Nice. You were number two in the, I was trying to think of something funny, like on one area of Milwaukee, but I don't know. You were like, we were good. Trust me.
Yeah.
But.
Like you said there was like some kids on the team that really were probably just there because their parents said they had to have at least one sport or something.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Then there were me and a few other people who I felt like kept it. Like afloat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I always thought like, okay, we're a team. Like I felt like I was a team player, but maybe it's just because I'm a very control freak. So maybe.
What? Same. But that's kind of the people that hit every ball. I feel like they fall into that realm, which I can relate to. And people are texting in, like Daryl and Racine said, I'm a team player as long as I have control of the situation. I feel better about the outcome.
Like,
and feel
even in like my day-to-day life, I have to like have like complete control. Otherwise, like I feel just like chaotic.
Well, I will say, like, two of the guys on our volleyball team are very serious. And I don't, not in an annoying way, though. Like, in a way that they take it seriously and they're going to hit the ball if I'm on the side laughing. Because chances are I'm laughing, right? And I'm talking to somebody. So they're going to be there when it's time. You got to have those people on your team, even in a social league, I swear. So, okay,
yeah,
Christina.
I've been thinking about, like, getting into a league, but I'm completely out of shape.
Well, I mean, as someone who just joined, I don't think you need to be in shape, my girl.
I couldn't either way. It's a fun league.
Christina, it's a social league, okay? If anybody gets mad at a social league, those are the people we kick out. Nobody wants the... Nobody. If you want to be hardcore, you go to the hardcore league. Nobody's interested in that, okay? So you join the league.
Because right now I'm like super... Like 100 years pregnant, so I couldn't join right now anyway.
Yeah, but you won't be forever, Christina. And then it's go time.
It feels like it, okay? Just,
what would DZ do? Happening right now. DZ going to try to jump on with us because this one involves some awkward stuff that happened on Father's Day. Oh, my goodness. Hold on. Here we go.
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
You got a problem?
What, you got a problem?
No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So this one involves a father-son problem. His son did not call him on Father's Day, and he wants to know what to do. Yikes. 414-533-1037. Now, that works for calling or for texting, because this is intense. He said, DZ, please give me some advice. I'm a dad. And my son didn't call me on Father's Day. We've been having some issues, but I didn't think it was this bad. He's not a dad himself, so I really had no reason to call him. But he calls me every single year. He's in his late 20s, so when he didn't call me this year, it kind of took me by surprise. And now I'm starting to think that our issues are bigger than I thought. Should I call him? Should I give him space? The problems aren't unfixable, but years of family drama adds up, and I'm hoping we aren't past the point of no return. Okay, I mean, it's like I wrote this myself, but I didn't. Because you guys have heard me talk about my drama with my father this year on the show. It's really come to fruition. Sometimes therapy and interactions with your family will do that to you. But I've had a rough year with my father. I mean, he kicked me out of my parents' house on Mother's Day after I got my mom flowers. And I'm not even trying to manipulate it and make it sound ridiculous. This is what happened. He lost it. He couldn't control himself. And he acted awful. And I left his house because I'm not going to sit there and take that from him. And neither are my kids. I don't care how old. I'm not going to revert to being a 10-year-old again. That being said... Doesn't mean I don't love my dad, but what do you, I mean, what would you do? So, DZ, is that you? I hear him coming on. He's going to be here any minute, guys. So I can hear him slowly coming on, but DZ will join us when he can. But this guy wants to know. He said, I'm a dad. My son didn't call me on Father's Day. We've been having issues. I just didn't think it was this bad. 414-533-1037. I'm going to go to the phones and see what people think, because I can't be the only one with daddy issues around here. I mean, let's be real. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Carl and Indy.
Ah, Carl, good morning.
Morning, buenos dias.
Buenos dias. All right, Carl. So this guy wrote in. We don't have a name for him, but he said his dad or his son didn't call him on Father's Day. And he knew there were some issues, but he didn't know it was this bad. What do you think he should do, Carl? Come on.
I feel like he should just respect him in many ways. Like me and my dad have a similar relationship where he respects my boundaries and I respect his boundaries. Mm-hmm. But typically, even if you don't call him on Father's Day, maybe you can give him a text or something, mm-hmm. or maybe give him like a day after or the day before or something like that. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, you just got to do what you got to do.
Okay.
What the sun is.
Okay. So you got to do something. Makes sense. Okay, Carl. Love you.
Love you, too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
All right, 414-533-1037. That is the number. You can call or you can text. And I'm going to get DZ up here in a second because he is trying to connect, and he's going to come in, and he's going to give some advice as well. So we will talk to you next. He doesn't know what to do because he's a dad, and his son did not call him on Father's Day. All right, we'll talk to you next.
Problem?
What, you got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution.
If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it.
Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
So DZ is trying to connect, and we're talking about a father who wrote in and is stressed out because his son did not call him on Father's Day. He said, I know we have some issues, but I thought I'd at least hear from him, and now I don't know where to go with it. So I'm going to go right to the phones. DZ will jump in if he can. Allison's in Racine. Hi, Allison. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Hi. Welcome to the show of Daddy Issues. I am the queen.
You're the queen and I'm the princess.
Well, let's go, princess. So what do you say? All right. So do you think, you said you're the black sheep of your family. He doesn't know what to do because his son didn't call him on Father's Day. What should he do?
So I did not talk to my father's father on Father's Day as well, but I did send him a text.
Okay.
Sometimes that is the safest option on both parts. So I think I would say, Carl made a comment about texting him the day after, saying, you know, or day before, probably a good idea from a father perspective, as long as he doesn't imply any guilt.
No manipulation. There can no manipulation in the text.
Exactly.
There could be no guilt and manipulation. That's hard for a parent.
Right. It is.
Let's be real.
I have kids now myself. You know, I have an awesome bonus daughter, and I have four little angels, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
Your perspective changes when you become a parent.
Yeah, it does.
How your parents feel. So sure I can relate to how it would hurt for your child not to call you. At the same token, you did something, whether you want to recognize it or not, to put your relationship in that way.
It's interesting. Go ahead, Allison. Go on.
The easiest thing would be is just a simple text going, missed talking to you. I hope you had a wonderful Father's Day yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave it from there.
Any type of
twist is going to be going to further the divide.
I think tomorrow for the question of the day, I'm going to say, is a text acceptable when you're in a feud with somebody? Over a call. We're going to discuss this.
Sometimes it is for our mental health, for on both sides, parent and child, sometimes, or even family member, sister, whatever. Sometimes you know, because I know you have issues with sister and father.
Who, me? You know what?
That's the safest option.
Who made this about me, Allison? You know what? Nobody asked you. So what if I got problems with everybody in my family? Hey, I get along with my mom and my other sister. Let me live, okay?
Exactly.
No.
I hear you. My mother, she's like, why didn't she call your father? Because I talked to my mother. We have a better relationship.
And there's the guilt.
She likes to guilt trip me.
There's the manipulation, the guilt. Why didn't you call your father? Well, it has nothing to do with you, Mom, because it was Father's Day. So stay out of it. I can so relate to that. All right, Allison, thanks for calling.
Have a great day. Welcome back, DZ.
I don't know if he can hear you. He can't hear you. Sorry. She said, welcome back, DZ. He can't. He said, thank you. He's doing the prayer hands emoji through the video meet. What's that?
But I appreciate it.
Oh, there you go. You could hear him. He said, I appreciate that. I could hear him. He can't hear us, which is really not
technology. Gotta love it. Still the morning song of the day.
All right. Bye, Allison.
Bye, guys. Love you both.
Love you. Bye. All right. So the discussion is his son did not call him on Father's Day. And now he's torn and he doesn't know what to do. So I'm going to go to one of our regulars. She called 5 days in a row, got her own theme song. Oh, it's getting hot in here. Heather in Shorewood, good morning.
Hey.
Hey. So
I want to hear the rest of DZ's morning song.
Oh, I'm sorry. DZ, they wanted the rest of your song. Do you have any more?
Y'all going to have to pay for that. Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Heather's laughing. Oh, we'll get you the OnlyFans link, Heather. Don't worry. Okay, no, but seriously. It's only his feet, but who asked? Okay, listen. What, DZ?
Hey,
all right, Heather, what's your advice, though? This guy, he's stressed because his son is not a dad, so he didn't call him. But now his son did not call his own father, right? It'd be different if his son had kids and he was like, oh, I can call him. He's a dad, too, but he's not. So he didn't hear from his son, and he doesn't know what to do. What do you think?
Maybe his son got busy. My brother does this all the time. Just call him.
Just call.
You know, it's probably not that bad if he hasn't, gone full scorched earth and said, don't call me, don't talk to me anymore. He probably just forgot.
Yeah.
I forget all the time. It's lucky I remember any holiday or birthday or even my own anniversary.
Girl, I forgot what just I did call. 2 minutes ago. Okay? You don't, Heather, you don't want to know the story. DZ was here for it, and I'm so embarrassed. I wish she could hear us more. But the other day, somebody came to the radio station. I was interviewing them for the Sunday morning show, and her name was Allison. And I went, oh, I love your name. And we got all the way into the studio, and I go, what was your name again? Swear to God. Swear to God. Swear to God, DZ was here as my witness. DZ as my witness.
Listen, I know y'all can't hear me, but I was literally standing in the studio. Oh, I can't hear y'all.
Yeah.
I was literally standing in the studio, and you're loud, Allie, so I could hear you say, oh, your name's Allison. Like, I heard that whole interaction.
We talked about how it's spelled.
So I knew her name was Allison. Mm-hmm. I knew her name was Allison as y'all were coming in. So when you introduced her to me, I didn't want to make it look bad, but I was like, oh, her name's Allison.
Yeah.
Like yours.
Yeah,
I feel that.
Heather. I vouch.
Heather,
so we're getting a call center, and I have the caller's name on my screen, and I forget their name. Their name is literally staring right at me. I can't remember.
She said she'll have a caller on the screen, on the call screen, and she will still forget their name in front of her written down.
Oh, no.
Okay, you know what?
What's
forget
your name
it.
Again? You can see my address, man. You got half of my social, lady. What are you talking about? What's your name again? You've got every
Actually, all
ever
of that
by.
Is true. I work for an insurance company.
You know what I love is the banter back and forth. Even though DZ can't hear, it's working. He's still going back and forth in a perfect perfect volley with you, Heather. All right, Heather, we love you. We'll talk to you later, okay?
Talk to you later.
Bye. Bye. That was beautiful, DZ. I know you couldn't hear her, but you would have thought you could have the way you were doing that.
I'd be thinking of Heather's cadence. You know what I'm saying? Heather's a G now. She's one of the homies. She's one of the OGs. So I'm like, I know how
well,
to talk.
She's not the only one. We got one more regular on the phone, and you guys know who that is. Amanda!
She got the praise emoji hand. Woo! Even though you can't hear me.
She got the praise emoji hands, DZ, but she can't hear.
Double praise.
You know what? For once, I'm the translator in this relationship. DZ, move over. You hear me? How do you say it? Never mind. All right, I don't know how you say that in Spanish. Okay, so, Amanda, what's your advice for this guy? His son did not call him on Father's Day.
Okay, so I have two different options. Mm-hmm. Whatever one this guy wants to decide. So, I am real with people, and, you know, I love my dad, but we're not on good terms. So I was real and said, I don't want us to hurt each other anymore, so we're not talking. We're just not talking.
And you said to him, we're not talking. That was it.
Yeah. Or if you want to be like my family and just act like nothing happened and say, hey, nothing's happening, Carly.
Oh, Amanda, you just unlocked so much trauma. DZ, she said, you know, talk to him or just act like nothing happened like everybody else does. And I'm like, oh, if that's not the most relatable thing I've ever heard.
I mean, yeah.
Well, you can use this one. It's okay. Oh, no, you can't. Go to that one. 103.7 Kiss FM. I know you guys are like, who is she talking to? Surprisingly, it was not DZ, even though he's back.
I'm back and I'm connected and I got ears, baby. I can hear, baby.
And you know what? Let me grab headphones for our special guest who's now in the studio.
Not so special.
Good morning, Ed, our IT guy.
Good morning, Allie. Good morning, DZ.
He's so mad at us right now. Ed walked in, dude. Listen to this, DZ. I'm going to talk like he's not in the room right now.
Because I don't care.
The door goes flying open. He's holding his Dunkin' Donuts iced coffee. He's got glasses on like he went out last night like a bachelor. And he throws his backpack down. And I go, Ed, good news. We fixed the problem. You didn't need to come in.
We're good. All good. I IT'd it myself.
Hi, Ed.
Yeah. I'm starting to believe there was no problem at all, DZ.
We just wanted you in.
Yeah, we just wanted to bring you in for content.
I was bored. It's 7:23. I figured, why not tell Ed we got a problem and he can race into the station. Are you okay, Ed?
I'm okay. I'm awake now. I mean, I entered the room. You're both screaming at me, and I don't even need the coffee I bought. I'm fine now. Like, what the
point then just
was.
Leave it. We'll drink it.
Well, okay. No, I am good. No,
he forgot how full of energy we are.
Right. He said, oh my gosh, y'all are really animated. It's very early.
So what happened? So DZ tried to get on for What Would DZ Do? We know that he was having issues, and then he called you, Ed? Is that what happened?
He texted me while I was at the drive-thru, so really wasn't the end
of
the
world. Oh, you were awake.
I was awake.
Yeah. Wait, why were you awake?
He was already up and active.
Why were you up?
Well, I gotta fix stuff that I couldn't fix yesterday. So.
I thought maybe he was rolling out of somebody's house. Because, you know, Ed's single now. You heard me, ladies.
And oh, boy.
Not to make
Ed with the sexy voice.
It's public knowledge
he's
now. That's
not,
great.
But he's not looking. Uh-uh. Unless he's looking.
He ain't looking unless he's found.
Ed, how old are you?
30.
Okay.
He ain't looking unless he's found.
No comment on that at this time.
He plays bass. Do you play bass?
I mean, I play guitar.
He plays the harmonica.
I can.
He has a friend that plays the bass.
Well, I I have many friends who play the bass, but I can, as a guitarist, I can play the bass. Yeah,
he's a multi-instrumentalist.
That's offensive to bass players, so I do apologize. I'm a mediocre bass player.
What kind of girl are you looking
for? Oh, we're not bassists. No, we're not bassists on this show.
How do we go from our equipment doesn't work to what kind of gal you looking for?
How that happened?
Come on, Ed.
So it's Allie and DZ. That's how. Ed, I don't know what else to tell you, Bobby.
We are intrusive. We are in your business.
You guys intrusive?
We.
No way.
We.
Don't you act like you're not on this show anymore.
I don't listen enough, apparently. Jeez.
We had to make up IT issues to find out about your love life. Oh, what's up, man?
You guys could just hit me up and have a normal conversation with me. It doesn't all have to be on air. We can be friends. Yeah, fine.
We don't want to be friends off the air. This is where we get all the good info.
You get a new girl to ride the back of that motorcycle my boy?
God. Oh, all right, Ed. Happy single. Happy single life.
Happy single to Juno. Like, what?
Okay, so in conclusion, if you missed it, our IT guy Ed came in because DZ was not, his equipment was not working, and as soon as he walked in the door, the equipment started working. So thank you, Ed.
It's my presence.
It's your presence in general, and he's now single, ladies. Not to make it awkward.
And he got a sexy voice.
Let me go to the.
And he got a motorcycle. Vroom. Everyone. And he drive a Subaru. Room.
Everyone's texting Ed. Can you post a picture of Ed?
Oh, snap, Ed.
Hooking it up. Yeah. Hooking it up.
Who needs a dating app when you've got Allie and DZ on Kiss FM?
You know what? I can't find a man, but I'll find you a woman. You're right.
Let me say something to the ladies listening
now. What?
It's all voice. That's all it is.
Ed,
he's a modest guy, too. He's a modest guy.
Ed, you're funny, and you know it. Stop it. And your family's...
I'm funny, too. I'll take that. I mean... For sure.
He said, I'm ugly. I'm funny. Somebody texted in Ed's sexy voice. Ed sounds hot. Wasn't there a listener that requested Ed be on again? Natalie in Menominee Falls.
We're going to call you ESV, Ed Sexy Voice.
All right,
Ed, ESV.
Thanks for coming in and fixing the equipment, Ed.
Sure. I didn't do anything.
Going to be fixing some more equipment soon, too, apparently.
This poor guy.
What?
Just leave. Just leave the room, man. Just leave the room.
Bye, Ed.
I'm leaving.
Okay, bye.
I'm out of here.
Who's the jerk? 103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, I'm scanning it. She doesn't say keep me anonymous. It's somebody you know, DZ. You and Aaron both.
Oh, yes. Really now?
She wrote into the show and she actually added how she knows you. She said, am I the jerk? Hi, Allie and DZ. So I've been a long time listener and know DZ and Aaron from taking their pictures. Tell DZ we need to take updated family photos.
Aw, hey, say less. We actually were thinking about taking some updated family photos, so we might be in touch.
Mm-hmm. There you go. She says, anyway, I have neighbor drama, but I think I'm the drama.
Oh, well, if you got drama.
Love this. All right.
Let's handle first things first.
Exactly. She says, my neighbors across the street have a son, maybe 18 or 19, who keeps using our driveway as his own personal turnaround. I realize this is no big deal, but I'll be sitting on the porch or working in the garden, clearly not dressed in my best, and his car will just pop around the corner in my driveway willy-nilly like it's his.
Vroom, and you're like, oh, who's here? Uh-huh. Yeah, it freaks you out every time.
Our other neighbor, a 70-year-old lady named Susie, used to physically block off her driveway with rope to stop this from happening to her. She said,
so it's been a problem.
Yeah, she said, this happens at least 3 to 4 times per day. I stared him down with a stink eye today. Ha!
Per day? Where is this guy going? Okay.
She said, ha. She said, I know he won't get the hint. Ultimately, we're not going to do anything, but am I the jerk for being irrationally angry when someone else uses our driveway? Okay, I have so many thoughts. One, shout out to Libby, I think her name is.
Okay.
Shout out,
Libs.
Thank you for taking nice pictures of DZ's family. We're going to need those again.
Appreciate it. See you soon.
Yep. That being said, Libby, I want to say a couple of things. One, I agree with her. If you're in the backyard or around the corner, you should. I've told you this. I wear different outfits sometimes in the backyard.
I wear my chaps in the backyard. Y'all say.
Thank you. Sometimes I don't put my nipple covers in. Like whatever.
Yeah. No. For real. Me neither. I mean, that's in the front yard too for me. But I sympathize. I get it. Listen.
I worry more, right, in the front. So she's saying she looks inappropriate in her, or she's not comfortable. She doesn't expect anyone to see her, and this guy comes around to back up in their driveway. That's annoying, right? It's her
property. Hey, sometimes the only thing you're wearing at home is shorts, literally. So, you know, take it as you want, but you're not expecting anybody to just pull up.
No, but I'm going to need her to tell me there's some damage being done. I mean, if the driveway is getting worn down, I've paid for a new driveway.
I mean, after repetitive use,
they're cheap.
That does.
I mean, they're expensive. They're not cheap.
I was going to say, they're not cheap. No, they're not. You're getting get concrete poured?
Dude, thousands and thousands. I got a new driveway years ago. So I'm telling you.
You know.
I know it's expensive. So that being said, they do get worn down. But I'm also like, is he destroying anything?
I'm wondering, and for whatever reason, I'm imagining like a loud sports car. Like, it's got to be annoying to just plenty pops and bangs in the driveway when she pulls up.
She
said, because they're young kids.
She said, I realize it's no big deal, but I'll be sitting there not dressed in my best, and his car will just pop around the corner in my driveway.
Yeah, I guess if you're saying he pops around, you're probably not hearing him coming. One of them racer cars, that you'd be hearing them a mile away.
She's saying, I know that it's not that big of a deal, but it bugs me, so am I the jerk for being angry about it? And you know what? I don't think she is.
I hate that I'm like sympathizing with her. I got to be honest. Yeah,
I don't think she is a jerk.
She's almost saying, like,
it's her stuff.
I'm annoyed. I'm probably not going to do nothing about it, but it's bothering me a lot. Am I wrong for that?
Are there bigger problems? Yeah, but does it irritate me? Yeah.
If you're home enough to realize that somebody's using your driveway 3 to 4 times a day, one, why are you using my driveway so much? And two, why do you got a 3-point turn? Because I know they're backing. This is what it is. They're backing up into their driveway. Mm-hmm. I'm a backer-upper. I do this. I do this.
He's a backer-upper.
You don't need to
me
go
too,
into somebody's
on the dance floor.
Car.
I don't know what's with me today. Okay, go on, DZ. So
I'm backing my car up. I'm not backing that thing up, bro.
So you're a backer-upper, you were saying.
I don't need to go into somebody else's driveway to be able to make my turn.
Mm-hmm.
This kid is an inexperienced driver. I mean, you're a teenager, you're
18,
young,
19.
Probably only had your license for about 4 or 5 years at this rate. So you don't know that you don't need to 3-point turn everything, my boy.
Mm-mm.
You can literally stay in the road you're in, angle yourself properly. It's unfortunately just a young man not knowing grown man things.
Is she the jerk or not? Spit it out, DZ. You're not taking a side.
She is the jerk, though. She is the jerk.
She is for what? She said, I'm irrationally angry. She's even aware of her crazy. That's what I love about her. She's like, I know this is not okay, but I am.
And that's why.
It's her stuff. It's her property. It's her driveway. At the end of the day, not the jerk.
If she's got a sidewalk, only a portion of that walk, and depends on how much he's driving into your home, right? I hate to call her the jerk in this scenario, but when you acknowledge that you're wrong for the way you're feeling, remember when you were 17, 18. Remember the things that you didn't know lived.
Yeah, I didn't care.
And then remember that you did not care. So ain't nothing gonna change about it. So why are you letting it affect you and your spirit so deeply? Why?
Listen to this. Somebody said, is he using the full driveway or the part the city owns? Well, that's kind of what you were talking about. See, none of my
sidewalk part.
But mine, I don't have a sidewalk. So they might not
have.
And so the city doesn't own any of my driveway. Depending on what city you're in, you might or might not have anything that this, I don't know.
And then this is true.
Somebody else texted in and said, not the jerk. Oh, this is Sarah in Maguanago. Not the jerk. Even though it's not a big deal, your heart sinks thinking someone is at your house every time like that.
1,000%. Every time my driveway is touched, I'm going, who the hell is here? What are you? And then I see him back up and I'm like, that's what I thought. Keep backing up too, sucker.
People are funny, these texts. Okay, we're going to talk to you guys next. 414-533-1037. That is the number to call or text. She wants to know, I want to read it just like she said it, because you know what? I want to represent her correctly. She said, am I the jerk for being irrationally angry when someone else uses our driveway?
Is it irrational? Sounds kind of rational, but...
But I'm here for it.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, so DZ, she wants to know if she's the jerk for being irrationally angry. I'm reading it like she wrote it, for being irrationally angry when someone else uses their driveway because this kid backs into it so much that the lady next door, who's 70, actually put a rope up because she has time for things like that.
She got all the time for things like that.
She's got a lot of time. Well, we're going to go to the phones, DZ, and see which way they're going because she wants to know if she's the jerk. So guess who finally has a theme song? In the system.
Who?
Adrian in Milwaukee.
You know what it is?
Mm-hmm. Let me pull him up. Where is he? Adrian, good morning. Hi. I had to give you green and yellow because DZ's a Bears fan, so you know I had
to. Gotta rid me somehow.
You know it, baby. Even,
you see me stop dancing. It's even funnier. Ain't you like a Cowboys fan, man?
Yes, I am.
That's what I thought. That is 10, 10, 20, 30 times funnier now, Adrian. Yes. Oh, man.
There's always room. There's always room for green and yellow in Milwaukee, baby. What?
I love it. I can't hear you.
What? What'd you say?
Wow.
Oh,
my bad. Disrespect to Wiz Khalifa.
God, I love being the pilot on days like this. This is amazing. All right, Adrian, welcome. Welcome, Adrian.
He ain't the jerk. If she paid any money to get that driveway repaired, mm-hmm. She is not the jerk. That is all hers.
Oh, well, she's not paying any money, though, to get it repaired. She's just saying it irritates her, Adrian.
Yeah, as far as
I
we know, like,
care.
She's just saying.
That's her driveway. She paid her property taxes.
Not the jerk.
I hear you.
He's going, not the jerk. Say,
he's standing on business going, no, that's her stuff to do with mm-hmm. what she pleases.
Exactly.
And if she wants to get off my driveway, Clint Eastwood, the situation, I'm all right.
Park the car at the end of the driveway, put a rope up, cones, whatever, that's yours.
Honestly, mm-hmm. man, I hate to be that neighbor, mm-hmm. but that is the solution, right? Mm-hmm. Like, if you know it, you're irrationally bothered by something.
If they won't get off your property, put something up.
Do an irrational fix, right? Like mm-hmm. the 70-year-old lady. She just doesn't want to be like the 70-year-old lady because she's not 70.
Wait, though, Adrian.
She's a third of her age.
Right. Adrian and DZ, though, do you guys remember the story, though, I have so many weeds that my old lady neighbor, she put this tiny little fence up to make a statement that, like, my weeds were getting into her yard and she was mad
yeah.
at me? But you guys also remember she did the same kind of thing, but also remember I didn't care. I moved on with my life and she continued to be stressed. So that's kind of what's going on here with Libby is she's stressed, but nobody else is. She's the
that
only
neighbor,
one.
That little boy don't know what is going on.
No, he has no clue.
This is the problem, though.
What?
If another person put a rope up and he got deterred from that, you know what I mean?
He went to a different driveway. Oh, you're saying he's going to find a driveway to turn around in.
He's just going to keep backing up in somebody else's driveway.
I can't believe we're spending this much time on this. Okay, you know what? I'm very passionate, though. I'm getting more angry by the minute.
Adrian kicks it off. That's wild.
Bye. Love you.
Love, man. Peace.
Oh, you know what? You know, just when we think old people are annoying with the get off my lawn, here we are fighting about it. I mean, we're just part of the problem, DZ.
I hate that I'm going to get off my lawner because I love kids. I don't really care what y'all do as long as y'all ain't bothering me. But sometimes using my driveway bothers me.
Yeah.
It just, is it the hill for me? Is it the hill for me, though?
Yeah.
It depends on what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And on this one, it wouldn't be the hill.
No, it's a principal thing for sure. Janine's in West Allis. She's on day two. Janine, good morning. Hey.
Good morning.
You might get a theme song. Three more days to go.
I've been trying.
Okay. Well, it's hard, as you can tell. But
We believe in you, girl.
She wants to know if she's a jerk for being irrationally angry when the kid uses her driveway to turn around every day multiple times a day.
Absolutely not the jerk. You're entitled to your thoughts. You're entitled to your feelings. As long as you don't act on them.
Oh, but it's her driveway. What if she does act on them?
And then it depends what she does to make her a jerk or not a jerk.
Ah, got it.
Yeah,
got
that
it.
Depends. That will define what you do is what defines whether makes you a jerk or not.
Okay. Well, it's not the jerk. I wonder if it's going to be a clean sweep then.
It better not be. There's mm-hmm. no way. I mean, I hear everybody's explanations, right? But I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. We really are all very, very much Clint Eastwood right now.
Which is, you get that reference, right, Janine? The Clint Eastwood reference?
Absolutely. Okay.
The Gran Torino.
The old racist
guy.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure everybody was on the same page, because if not, you know, I'll point it out.
Right.
I'll make it more awkward. All right. Thanks, Janine.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Let you back. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye. Hopefully. Let me look at the text quick before I pull up our last caller to find out if it's a clean sweep. Julie from Oak Creek said, not the jerk. If he's pulling in enough for her to see him when she's in the backyard, that's nuts. Okay.
That makes a difference. If you are fully, if your car is all the way in, all four tires, yeah, I got to say something.
But like, where else is he going to turn around? Much. He's just got to pull in correctly
tires.
And back out
you
in
get,
the street.
You get 1.5 to 2 tires in my driveway. If you really are fully invested in driving all the way up, you don't know how to drive. And that's where I was at the beginning of this. This is a kid that doesn't have enough driving experience and don't know what to do.
I know her name's Libby, but somebody named her Driveway Denise. She's the jerk. It's giving boomer is what they said. Driveway Denise. And that's such driveway a boomer Denise. Name. My aunt it's Denise so is a boomer. Oh, my gosh. I can relate to that.
Shout
so
out to
hard.
The Denises I know, though. They're all cool at the same time.
My aunt Denise is cool. She's cool. I mean, hey.
Just a boomer.
Last but not least, our girl, Lisa's in Sheboygan.
Hey.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
All right, are you going to get the vacuum? And she's annoyed that this kid keeps turning around in her driveway. And she's like, I know it's stupid, but it bugs
me. There's no way.
I cannot believe this has gone this way, because I thought I was the irrational jerk for saying she's not the jerk. But I brought the Hoover and plugged it in. And it's a sweep. She's not the jerk.
Oh, man. She said the Hoover.
Mark it.
Yeah, not the shark, really, not the Bissell, the Hoover.
The Hoover. She even brought it back even more
not
boomer than that. She said, bring the Hoover.
Yeah, the Kirby salesman is out the door trying to sell me a new vacuum.
You know what? Maybe we should have left the Roomba out for this one and just let everybody else handle it, because this is ridiculous. You guys aren't wrong, man. We could have let the Roomba just clean this up on its own.
Nope. Everybody put a hand on the Hoover and got to cleaning, bro.
Denise has to move on.
It's like 100% irrational, but I'm also irrational, so that's why I'm just like, I would be mad, and my husband would be like, yo, chill out, Lisa. Like, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
But it somehow would irritate me if it was literally 3 to 4 times a day. And I don't know why, because there's sometimes no reason for irrational behavior, but that's
listen,
how I would feel.
Elias in,
I agree, though.
in the Oak Creek, it said Elias in OC, says, not a jerk, we can be irrationally mad at whatever we want. Now, a rope would be a different story. Okay, so you can be mad all you want, not the jerk, but it's a matter of she's not acting on it. She's just irritated.
See, but then you're building unnecessary resentment to somebody that doesn't know it. And this kid is going to grow up thinking, these neighbors are so cool, they didn't care. And no, you hate them, and they don't know that you hate them.
You pointed out a good point, building up resentment and they don't even know you. That's so many people who have...
It's like when you're in a relationship and you don't... I mean,
don't
you're, granted,
anything.
You're not in a relationship. You mentally have some connection to them. Now you hate your neighbor for no reason,
and you're
besides
not expressing
they're
it.
Using your driveway.
Stupid.
And you haven't expressed it, you haven't put a rope up, you haven't even gone to them and been like, man, do you really got to back up into my driveway
well,
that
and
much?
It's a punk kid. Because
once a day, okay, when you're coming home, cool. When you're leaving, whatever. Before, however many times it's happening, now I'm, for whatever reason, irrationally bothered. I'm numerically too many times for me. If you're doing it once, all right. If you're doing it twice, I'll let you slide. 3 to 4, I'm like, bro, where are you going?
Dude,
why are you out so
Lisa, you know how DZ can't drive? He can't really move right now. I'm going to go to Bayview, and I'm going to back into his driveway 17 times a day.
You guys.
Just to see if it gets him going.
My driveway is private property. Y'all better be careful.
Let me know. I
like to trespass.
Oh, it's a private drive. Not welcome. It's a gated community.
I'll
find have a code.
Easy. Is there a rope?
No, but there's an alley.
I'm about to go pull one up right now. Watch. Hold on. I got to go. Watch this.
You can't go anywhere. You can sit down.
Yeah. By the time you hob it out there, I'd already be down there.
Y'all will be in and out, 3-point turn and all.
Lisa said she'd be here from Sheboygan before you would get outside. I'm dead. Okay.
I can't disagree.
Bye,
I hate
Lisa.
You, Lisa. Goodness gracious.
I love her so much. Oh, God. Bye, Lisa.
So much love,
bye.
Lisa. Bye.
Damn, our regulars are funny
good.
As hell, man.
She got me. She got me with that
sometimes
one.
Sometimes they're funnier than
it.
Us. I mean...
I give it to her. She burned me.
She's
ouch.
She's down there before you get out.
She said, bro, I'll be there and back before you even halfway there.
Oh
stop playing.
Okay. We've got to give away these tickets.
She's right.
Quick pivot.
Oh, yeah.
Quick pivot. 21 Pilots coming to the Summerfest grounds, the AmFam Amphitheater. There's no Summerfest during the show, though. It's September 23rd. And DZ, I was telling Hudson last night that you said 21 Pilots was one of the best shows you've ever seen. I couldn't believe it. I was telling him that.
Crazy live. Crazy live. Really? They have an awesome stage presence. And honestly, I feel like it changes venue to venue. Mm-hmm. But when I saw them on tour, mwah, chef's kiss to the production. Chef's kiss to everybody. 21 Pilots did their thing, for real.
Well, and the number, by the way, to call is 414-533-1037. We got two tickets to go see 21 Pilots. Hudson also was like, 21 Pilots? I was like, do you know how many songs these guys have? Like this one, Heathens? I mean, all week catalog. You're going to be like, I forgot about that one. They're coming to the AmFam Amp on September 23rd. They're going to be doing a show, 21 Pilots. And DZ, I'm really excited because I've got Jenna in Kenosha on the phone. Hi, Jenna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jay from the Cave. Yeah.
Jenna, how's it going this morning? What are you doing?
It's going good. I'm on my way to work right now.
Ew, where do you work, boring? Where do you work, though?
Yeah, where do you work?
I do customer service.
Oh, that's even worse.
That's why she's got that. You hear that customer service voice? I was wondering. Mm-hmm. She was like, oh, my God, hello.
Oh, my
Welcome
God.
To Buffalo. How are you doing? How can I help you?
Have some,
yep, customer service voice. Yep,
they say you have something like, I don't want to make up a number, but I'm going to. Like something like 300. That was probably a lot. 30. Something like 30 different tones people have. Depending on who they're talking to.
So I got 14 for my kids alone, 100%.
I agree with you. Like my kids, I'm a total, it's totally different how I talk to them versus how I talk to everybody else for sure. But anyway, I have a customer service voice too. Hi, Jenna.
Hello, Jenna. Good morning. Hey, how are you doing today?
I love it.
We love you. Well,
you are my LA employee.
Thanks for calling. We're sending you to see 21 Pilots.
Hey, whip out.
Forgot what we were doing.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Did you hear Am I the Jerk at all? Tell the truth.
Yes, I heard Am I the Jerk, and I'm also going to clean sweep it. She's not the jerk.
An extra pass at a Hoover.
Another one. I told you, you could put the Roomba out for this one. I'm telling you.
Wow. Okay.
Jenna says not the jerk for turning around in the driveway. Say less.
And Jenna's young, too, so she definitely can't be counted as a boomer.
She doesn't care. Jenna, congratulations. Somebody's going to be in touch, okay?
Thank you so much. I love you guys.
She's so sweet.
We love you back now.
Girl, bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I just want to hug her, and I don't even, right? Her voice is so inviting. Hey.
That's a good customer service voice. She's probably going to excel in the world.
Honest to God. All right. So we're having another chance for you to win those tickets tomorrow. Guess what, DZ? I forgot to tell you something.
Okay.
I have a big news. I am going to be out and about at the brand new Tsunami Car Wash in New Berlin tomorrow night from 5 to 7. What?
Why do you keep bragging about doing things I can't be at,
I'm
man?
Sorry.
You know it's slippery and I can't be there because I'm on crutches. That sounds fun, though, for real.
I feel so bad. The nice lady from the New Berlin 4th of July parade, Nancy, I got to call her. She keeps sending letters and coming by the station. I can't be in the parade, I found out.
Oh, no.
I did all that on the radio. I made a big scene. And then I couldn't even be there. No, I can't even be there because we're busy. We got Oak Creek and there's just things happening.
There's a lot of things going on that day now. And
it's 4th of July.
We shot ourselves in the foot for it. I ain't gonna
But tomorrow I'll be in New Berlin at the new Tsunami Express
what
car
time?
Wash.
What you want?
5
you
to 7. They're giving out free car washes. And it's right on Moreland and Coffee. Moreland and National-ish. Right in that area.
Oh, yep.
Right
yep,
behind
yep.
the
I
Dollar
know exactly
Tree.
Where you at.
So come see me tomorrow night. Okay, enough about me. Let's talk about you for a second, DZ. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ, by the way. Okay.
I mean, we don't have to.
Yes,
I'm not doing nothing exciting.
Spill it. Okay, so how are you doing, like, for real?
For real? Honestly, I'm making improvements. If y'all don't know, I had knee surgery.
Is this week 4?
Going on. Yeah, 4. This is going to be week 4 in a couple days. So, I'm on almost a month in of knee surgery, and pain level slowly going down.
Oh, good.
Honestly, I'm a little annoyed with how slow it's been.
The recovery?
I know it's only a month, but it also feels like it's been a month. Right, like it's a month, bro. It's 4 weeks. I should be good, but
no.
It was a pretty major invasive surgery, and it's going to take a lot of time. You know, had bone cartilage put into my knee to fix a defect from having bone-on-bone grinding. And
you know how we said we were going to set up a QR code to read your whole story? Can we? I'm so sick of people asking
me. We need that QR code, bro. Because here we are, bro.
I forget. Not everybody's heard it. They come in and out. They listen at different times. Right. And they don't know what's going on. So, like, I want to know, did you ever get the info on the donor, the person who died yet? When do you get that info?
Can I be honest?
Yeah.
This is something that I haven't talked about very much.
Yeah.
I want to, but I'm not in a mental place to do that at the moment. Mm. Like, I feel like I've also got to heal myself. And, man, this is it's mentally equally as hard as it is physically.
Mm-hmm.
When I say I have to fully engage my brain to move my leg, I mean that.
Mm-hmm.
So I also have to equally fully engage my brain to try to keep myself from going crazy with just how incapable I feel
DZ,
at the moment.
Mind-body connection. It's a thing,
it's hard.
Dude. It's
a hardcore one right now.
People don't realize, and you get this from sports, it is mental. A lot of, even sports are mental. We could all push harder. We just don't want to. You know what I mean? And that's what's so, I get the mental part of it. It's tough.
And as an athlete, I'm used to pushing. I'm used to going.
But everybody has limits.
And man, this being my first surgery, I have found my limit. This one's taken me out. It's caused me to have a little bit tougher time than I felt like
I
was going to have.
I'm proud of you.
But it's happening, and I'm making acknowledgments, and I appreciate that.
I'm proud of you for saying I'm struggling, because you're not, like, struggling and, like, don't worry, he's fine, guys. But you know what
I'm
I mean?
Okay.
You're saying I'm
but
struggling.
But this is harder,
hard.
Yeah.
I'm proud of
this
you for acknowledging
This is harder than I thought.
Because,
this is way harder than I thought, and it sucks, man. And I want to be good, so I don't want to rush it, but I'm somebody who's, you know, impatient. I like to be active, and, you know, with little kids right now, there's only so much that I can do without being hurt. This little man, our 18-month-old Danny, soon to be 2-year-old, smacked me square in the kneecap with a toy yesterday.
No.
I'm talking about caught all incision, and I wept. Oh. I don't know how else to say it. I wept.
I want to cry.
I'm
not
traumatized
even
with my toddler.
I'm traumatized by what you're saying. Oh my
god. I gotta be really careful because I can't take a spill. I can't. You know, as far into my recovery that I am, I'm still very far away from it being, you know, safe at any point. So I still got to be careful what I'm doing. I still got to do all these stupid exercises. So I'm doing exercises arguably for 8 hours out of my day.
Yeah.
To try to get my leg back into recovery.
This is
just leg exercises.
Full on, like rehab for you, man.
Full on. I'm at home doing rehab. I clock in as soon as I get off air. For real.
That's
it has to be that.
You know
and
what?
I gotta be this way. If I wanna be back to where I was or better, I gotta be this way.
You know, I've had a lot of surgeries.
This is my first, but you surgery queen now.
I'm the surgery queen because, you know, I had 2 C-sections, but I also had multiple skin removal surgeries after I lost 150 pounds. And DZ, after the first skin removal surgery, so I went to a loom and they did my arms, my tummy, and my breasts, right? And so then that was the first skin removal. And the second one was my butt, which was this past December. Well, everybody, a lot of people still bring it up to me to this day when I came back from that first surgery. And that was one of the only times I've cried hysterically on the air. I was not in a mental place. That was when we were talking about how Riggs was leaving and I already knew he was leaving and nobody knew. And so I had to come back you knew everything. So I had to come back from the surgery and act like everything was fine. And it wasn't. And I was mentally, it was like 2 weeks later. And so I went home and the boss was like, you can't work. Are you out of your mind? My doctor was like, you can't work.
You can't work. Are you out of your mind?
I'm like, everything's fine.
Your body was like, you can't work. Are you out of your mind?
We're fine over here. So there is a real emotional, like, mental part to these surgery stuff.
Yep.
There really is. And the anesthesia, you know, all that stuff kind of changes your brain a little bit. So, like,
and
it's okay. But it is a huge, like, recovery, you know?
I hadn't tapped into that side, exactly what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. I had zero experience in that, right? My wife, also, surgery queen over here. She's had 7 at this point.
Girl.
Between high school and now not having kids and the other things that have gone on in our lives, right?
Mm-hmm.
Not me. I broke my hand in college, and that was the first time I had ever had, like, a major injury. And then this is 2. So in a span of 32 years, 31 and 3/4, if you really want to count it, for this to be the major, major thing right now at this point in my life, it is – astronomically harder than I was envisioning, and I knew that this was going to be hard. Mm-hmm. I thought I prepared myself well enough to be like, okay, this is going to be a new grind. I did not. I'm
well,
not going to catch
y'all. Well, you said, right,
I
when you got home, you said, I didn't. Well, I don't think we were prepared for the recovery, and I'm like, oh, DZ. But
from day one, I was like, oh, this is going to be harder than I thought, and I've been telling myself every day, it's getting easier, it's getting easier, it's getting easier.
It is.
And it slowly is, yeah. But the slow part is what's getting me, and you know I'm impatient, and I move around. I gotta move. I got to keep active. I got to do something. This, nope.
Yeah. Think about, okay, let's do a positive. Look at me trying to be a therapist over here. Let's do a positive. Think about like the first few days you came home. And I remember like seeing you and you were a mess.
It was bad. It was bad.
I mean, if you weren't high as a kite, you should have been because you were in so much pain. I mean, like on pain medicine, obviously, people.
Well, right. No, obviously. I know. And you know, I try to avoid it, too. So I was trying to avoid it.
You can't right after. But now I think about that and I get you're still in pain, but you have come a long way. So it's like kind of think about those little steps. And that's the positive. Like, oh, my gosh, like 3 weeks ago, I couldn't
even. This wasn't even close.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now. So a lot of people don't know, like, the joints in motion machine. I'm in a passive motion mobility machine.
How many hours a day are you in this thing?
I got to be in this thing from 4 to 6 hours a day. The longer I'm able to be in it, the better it is because it's moving my leg and helping me, you know, keep blood flow and also helping my range of motion.
Sure.
When I first started, my leg was only able to bend 30 degrees a month ago. So just to give you an angle of angle of progression where I gotta clap it up for myself. Now I'm at between 100 and 105 degrees motion.
I didn't know that.
So that's a new development.
Nice.
You know, coming a long way.
Yeah.
I can only do that in the machine though.
Wait, did it? Okay, fine. Fair
I can't
enough.
Do that by myself, but in the machine, that's progress.
Yeah.
Because again, 3 weeks ago, even 2 weeks ago, even 1 week ago, that wasn't the case at all.
You're doing it is getting better. It's just a long
so
recovery.
Slow.
But you know what? We're going to blink. It's going to be September. You're going to be like, whoa, remember when? And didn't you say you have a neighbor who just had a knee replacement, an old neighbor? So you're both in these machines every day, only you're not old.
Yeah. Shout out to the retirees. Our retirees, Nick and Diane, they're the best, man. They're such a sweet family in general. But yeah, she's the best. I didn't know she had a knee replacement. We go to the same rehab place and we're in the same rehab machine. It's crazy.
Okay.
Gang, gang.
What are you guys going to go check into an old people's home next? What's next, man?
I'm starting a team because I also met a man who came and gave us a roof estimate. You know, now we're trying to do all the home projects this summer. So we had somebody gave us a roof replacement estimate, and he had the same surgery I had. Shout out Clayton.
What?
That man had a quarter size defect in his ankles, bruh. And he had the same surgery I had. He said, bruh, it sucks. It's as worse as you think it is, if not worse, but you're going to be better on the other end. And he
Gross
was standing 10
out.
Toes, no cane. And had he not said nothing to me, I would have never known he had a whatever transplant surgery.
My mom
allograft.
Had a knee replacement. I mean an ankle replacement. That's so weird.
It's
stuff
crazy.
They do, man.
So I'm meeting people. I'm starting
weird.
A team. Oh, I'm starting a whole replacement team over here.
Oh my gosh.
Transplant squad.
You know what? And then my volleyball team will play your volleyball team.
Oh, y'all want these problems.
Yes, I do, because none of you you guys can't even walk over there. Are you kidding me?
We get to park close though.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
103.7 Kiss FM. All right, DZ, time to get into the debate that is getting people riled up in the city of Milwaukee.
All right, let's argue.
Dude.
What's up, though, for
real? They're considering putting together a task force. I'll call it whatever you want. A council, a group of people to come up with a new flag for the city of Milwaukee.
This again?
Don't care.
Wait a second, man.
Don't care. Let it go. This alderman, here we go again with these aldermen. And I'm like, you know, I know you
Why
ran.
Why is this their hill,
I don't know, because this is not what aldermen should be worried about. It's not the stupid flag, dude. We have so many other issues. I cannot. I sound old, but you know what I'm saying, okay?
Okay, let me not sound like I'm not open and receptive, because I get it. It's about change. And here's the thing.
Yeah.
The real Milwaukee flag kind of sucks. It does.
You don't like the sunrise over the lake?
Oh, no. That's the people's flag. That's our flag. That's not the official flag.
Okay, I learned this reading about this, that we have, like, I would have thought the sunrise over the lake, the one that got adopted, what year, 2015 or something?
Well, yeah.
2016, yeah. The something unofficial like that, yeah. Design contest they had, which came out with the sunrise over the lake. And
the yellow, oranges, mm-hmm. yes.
That is the city flag.
The people's flag, the one that you see everywhere, so that one.
I'm reading about this, and the official flag is from like 100-some years ago, so they're like, oh, we need a new flag.
The nautical one.
Yeah, they're like...
The one with all the gears and the city skyline and the shield and badges, and it looks like it should be on a ship. It doesn't look like a city flag.
It doesn't look like anything I would wear on a shirt. I'm not going to lie. It's like, I want to wear this flag around? Do I want to sport this flag? Not really. You're right.
It looks like a patch on a Nautica or a polo shirt. I don't know what else to say. It looks like a patch. It's a patch.
They started an unofficial 2001 process to replace it. It resulted in 105 submissions for the new flag, but the arts board rejected all of them. Okay, so wait a second. Okay, wait. Let me get this straight now. So this is what they're... And you know, it doesn't mean... Just because I'm going off about this doesn't mean it's going to happen. Like, it's easy for me to get on the radio and go, we don't need a stupid task force. They might even not use one, okay? Just because an alderman proposed it doesn't mean it's happening. For the record, everybody. But we'd like to
reject us again.
They could be like, no, we're not doing this again. But they would then
It's gaining traction again, though.
People are saying, do we need a bunch of people to come in and decide what the city flag is before the city turns 180 next year?
Here's the thing with me, man.
I don't get it.
We can't just let anybody design this flag, but I also don't want a bunch of like professional artists attached to this. I'm down for this. This isn't my hill, because I've time ago adopted the people's flag as the Milwaukee flag.
That's how I feel. Like,
that's the one I see. That's the one I love. That's the one I appreciate.
It's branded now.
When I see the original one, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about you.
Nobody knows about the original one, do they?
A lot. No, I know.
I don't think they do. I think they all know about the people's flag, which is the yellow, blue with sunrise over the lake one.
Correct. The one with the stripes across it. Yeah, that symbolizes the sunrise and then the water, right? The two-tone. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a beautiful flag, meaningful, too. And simple.
Let's talk about in a fantasy world who this task force would consist of if they did this for a new Milwaukee flag. You can always text or call, by the way, your input, 414-533-1037. The 9-member task force would include 3 members appointed by the mayor, Chevy, 3 members appointed by Council President Jose G. Perez, and 3 members appointed by the Milwaukee Arts Board Chair Alderwoman Milel A. Coggs. I hope I said that right. So we've got an art person who's also the Arts Board Chair Alderwoman. Okay. You get well.
So we've got a bunch of suits, some political figures.
I want the arts to
have
a place.
A couple cool people.
I want
but
people
the arts definitely.
The arts need a place, but this is I don't know why we're doing. Are we going to do this every year to the point where nobody even knows what the flag is anymore? Or are we going to stick with
it? Should be a
one?
Contest. It should be a contest,
really?
And I know they've done this before, but it should be something for the youngins, man. Something for the jits to be able to use.
Evolve.
Let them decide what the flag should be. There's going to be a bunch of crazy, non-necessary, you know, flag designs and whatnot. But if you get the right task force put together, then you open this to, you know, anybody 18 or younger, basically. Or 21 and young.
This official flag that I didn't even know existed has Milwaukee County Stadium on it. Yeah, time to get it. That's out. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
we've had two new names since Milwaukee County Stadium. We've gone from Miller Park to AmFam Field. It's time
1846, dog. What you talking about?
Yeah, I think we're getting that off of there. That's crazy. So, okay, so then here I am
busy.
Now. It's busy. It's a very busy flag. So the city of Milwaukee, I guess maybe an alderman has proposed maybe coming up. Peter Bergelis. There you go. There's your shout out, alderman. You are proposing a task force to pick a replacement for the city of Milwaukee's official flag. Again, I want the arts to have a space, but I don't really necessarily think this is the hill. I agree with you.
I feel like it's not the hill, but it should be the old flag just to keep it OG and sure, throw it in the mix. The people's flag that has for a long time been accepted and thought of as the Milwaukee flag, and then an open format contest that puts, you know, 3 more flags, so we got a total of 5 all together, right? And then put it to a vote. Literally put it to
literally
a vote.
Like on the ballot with the president.
Yep.
Like I
want to
put it on.
Let the nation decide.
With a picture. You know what I'm saying? You know, let's go to the phones. Hi, Kiss FM. Who's this?
Hey, guys. Hey.
Sauce.
She's going to have an opinion. Let's be real. Saucy,
right.
Good morning.
Wait, you don't live in Milwaukee?
No. However, it's the closest big, city that
you show it love.
You can live in Waukesha and claim Milwaukee.
You can be in Milwaukee plenty.
If you've
been to Milwaukee, you could chime in.
That part.
That's a fact.
What do you think?
You know, if the aldermen want to do this, then I think it should be up to all the aldermen to make up this flag and choose this flag,
No, I don't want to elect them to waste their time on this. No, I'm denying.
They paid enough money to do that. In the reality of things, in my opinion, they get paid enough money to take their time to go and do that. Instead of us putting money into other people designing this flag, the people who are actually making the money and the aldermen are the ones who should be doing it.
You
shouldn't be outsourcing our money to other people making this flag up. Y'all want a flag, y'all do it yourself.
You know what Lori at Timmerman Airport said? OG Lori, she said, this is our taxpayer dollars hard at work, wasting it on a committee for a stupid flag. The whole common council needs to be fired. Oh my God, Lori, we can't get political. We can't. It's not
that's
safe on this show.
It's a different conversation. Yeah. And I mean, if we want to have it, sure. We're wasting taxpayer dollars, but it needs to be, I don't know how else it would be, but it needs to be non-use of taxpayer funds. You should be doing this without it. And if you are, you should be investing the money in the community for this new flag design. There's ways
that
you can do
right
this positively within the community and within Milwaukee, within the city limits. But then there's ways that you can do this to just grease people's pockets, and if we really want to talk about it, to keep the funds flowing in your own direction. I don't think that the committee should be filled with, you know, one person's picks.
I don't think it should be filled, period.
It should be filled and funded for people that really actually care for the city. You're right. The people that are actually behind
you guys,
raising awareness in the community, making Milwaukee a better place. If you want to change the flag,
exactly. And who are
place,
those
cool.
people?
But the flag
who are
is
those
only
people?
A springboard.
They're the wow. aldermen.
Somebody said I'd vote for y'all to be on the task force. Okay.
I'm in.
I'd be on it. What's even up? Though I said it's a waste of time, I'd do it.
No, I'm in.
I'd do it for free. Like... Somebody said, might as well put the Bradley Center on the flag. Stop it, you guys. Stop it. I cannot. Okay.
That's funny.
Saucy, we love you. Thank you so much for calling.
Much love to you guys
love
as well.
You.
And it's
appreciate
great
you.
To hear you, Dizzy.
Same, Sauce. Thank you, yo. You
I
know,
agree.
We slow motion, but it's better than no motion.
Hey, that's a fact. Much love.
Much
all right,
love,
love you. Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
People are texting in some really funny stuff. We're talking about how an alderman proposed in Milwaukee. It doesn't mean this is going to happen. It just means somebody proposed it, that we get a task force together for a new city flag, which I always thought the official one was the sunrise over the lake with the Brewers colors. And now you're telling me there's one from 1952 that's got Milwaukee County Stadium on it. That's the official, official flag. And I don't understand. Okay.
Yeah.
Make it
yeah.
make sense. I guess we're just going to have to watch this, DZ, and see what they do. Because at the end of the day, I'm going to go home and move on with my life and we're going to be fine, right? But is this yeah. really something in Milwaukee we need to be worried about?
This isn't the top concern. Unfortunately,
no.
It isn't. It's gaining traction, though, because it's distracting.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy and it's eye-catching. Mm-hmm. It's something that's not serious that you could talk about, but as long as we bring the serious issues and the serious things behind it and don't mm-hmm. just stop at the flag, then, yeah, this is something I could get behind.
Yeah.
We just want to be cute and artsy and demure or whatever, miss me with all of that. We're
yeah.
just going to keep accepting the unofficial people's flag, mm-hmm. and we're going to rock like that.
Yeah.
But otherwise, if we're really talking about something, there's a way that we can do this to where mm-hmm. we actually put some good things behind the city of Milwaukee.
Well,
if it's just for playing catch up and playing arts and mm-hmm. no.
Let's
no,
just
no,
do
no,
more murals then. Let's let artists
right.
do murals. I support that all over the city. Those
that
look
part.
Amazing when they paint, like the Giannis mural. I mean, it's amazing. So,
yeah, I mean, shout out Mauricio Ramirez, man. He be out here a lot. I know he's not originally from here, but he be doing plenty right
Wait.
Now. And I mean, he's out here.
He followed me on Insta, and I followed him back. He's the guy that did the Giannis.
Yeah.
Mural?
Yeah. Mauricio. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's a badass. Mm-hmm. I'm looking at him right now.
He's a good dude. Honestly,
anyway,
he's a
so
good dude.
We've moved on from the flag. We're like, yeah, and another thing.
But at Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options and fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That's what I'm talking about. Like, let street artists do more.
Hell
and
yeah.
People are like, oh my gosh, graffiti. Graffiti is beautiful.
I don't
if you
have
haven't
an
come
issue.
To accept graffiti at this point in time as an art form, I hate to call you stupid, but you definitely ain't smart.
Honestly, it looks amazing and it is art. And maybe we just don't call it graffiti, but I don't have a problem calling it graffiti.
It is good. You got to call it what it is.
You have to call it a mural.
We always want to change the name to make it more acceptable and palatable, man. Call it what it is and accept it for what it is. Stop trying to cutesify everything. You know, all the time.
To make less uncomfortable.
To make people passive. Nope. We got to stop doing that. Now you got me in. Now you got me in my activist bag. Don't take me there, bro. Get me off. Get me by. Okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.